Emily.
This is Patrick Kelly, and I want to introduce you to the Schnucks Athlete of the Week. Every week, Schnucks and 590 will highlight the story of a local athlete excelling both athletically and academically. Every week, you can vote through Wednesday on your favorite high school athletes of the week on 590thefan.com, and each Friday, the winner's unique story will be told. Voting will then start over the next week when a new athlete of the week is chosen. Check it out on 590thefan.com.
In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular scheduled roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones at Quantum Vision Centers, 1-866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the press box and practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, Dr. Jones can get it done for you. He is board certified in ophthalmology and assistant professor at St. Louis University. He sees patients at several locations in the St. Louis area. 1-866-260-EYES, and when you call in, tell them Frank Cusimano sent you.
Celebrate 37 years of lifting local at Club Fitness. We're extending our anniversary offer. Join in March with enrollment of 37 cents. Why lift local at Club Fitness? We began in St. Louis, owned and operated by people who live here. 22 area locations. We've always had your support, so we will always be there for everybody. Start lifting local. Join Club Fitness in March with enrollment of just 37 cents.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Russ Patton, your Byerly RV financial advisor. With the stock market gyrating precariously, we recommend diversification by turning your paper profits into something tangible, like that RV you've been dreaming about. Or you can hedge your bets by playing the spread and converting just enough cash to make a healthy down payment. And win either way. Disclaimer, plan fund is no guarantee of future fund if your paper profits disappear overnight.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover yourself.
Your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
This is Mariah, third generation at Newsetters Fine Jewelry. Buying an engagement ring can be intimidating. At Newsetters, we ensure complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
Alrighty. Time to check in with our favorite car dealer. I'm not going to say any more except here's John Londoff, everybody. John.
Frank?
Is it true?
Frank. Hi,
John.
Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hi, John.
Hi, buddy.
Is
man,
it
is
true?
It good to hear a good voice. Good to hear a nice, strong, manly voice like yours right now, Frank.
What?
First of all, John, I don't have a manly voice. I've always wished that I did, but I wasn't blessed with a manly voice. I wish I had been. We have no choice but to get serious, and then we'll kick it aside and be stupid.
General Motors, Chrysler, Ford, assembly lines shut down for a month. Is that true?
I can tell you that I know 2 weeks, within a potential for 3 weeks. Our Wentzville plant, I want to say, ceases production Friday night. So, you know, right now there's vehicles that are in the midst of production. You just can't shut that production line down. And, you know, so they will build those vehicles out, but then there will be no more, no new additional vehicles, that will be ordered. Okay.
Johnny's playing some sound effects.
John, what can people do?
Hello?
What can people do to help Johnny Londoff Chevrolet? What can AM and the PM people do to help you through this? And here's what I mean by that. With, let's take restaurants, for example. They have the option of pickup, carry out, or delivery. They have the option of gift cards. What can, to bridge this mess, people do to help your dealership? And I say help your dealership because your dealership should be very important to our listeners, that it survive this and that you get through this and come out okay on the back end. What can they do in this interim period? Because I don't think you have gift cards. It's not like, you know, Walgreens or a grocery store. What can they do?
You know, well, we're selling vehicles as we speak. You know, we're just keeping the place extremely scrubbed and clean. We're offering, you know, delivery service so we can deliver the vehicle to customers. So, you know, people can still go online. I mean, so much of the process can take place online.
John, however you're talking right now, stay right there because you were garbled until you moved the
Hello?
Phone, and now you're clear. No, don't do that. Okay.
All right. Thanks. Sorry about that.
That's right.
You know, we currently are still open for business, and the place has probably never been cleaner. And I'm a clean freak, so you know we've got people cleaning and swiping and wiping and you know, so I mean I feel a very safe environment. We obviously ask anyone, hey, if you're not feeling good, don't come in. Call us, send us an email. But a lot of our transactions are being done online, and we have a lot of people that we can, you know, have bring the vehicles, you know, to the house, to the place of business, and then we'll find out from day to day what goes on. We have not been mandated yet by the government that we should shut down. They feel that there's a big need for the automobile dealers, the franchise dealers, especially in the service side, because people will need to get their vehicles fixed so they can get from point A to point B if their car or truck or vehicle breaks. But, you know, this is uncharted territory. Again, we are just, you know, we're trying to make decisions. Should we shut down? You know, I think that there's going to be some more information on this passing of a bill through Senate, and so we're digging into that to see just you know what are our options. But
my first reaction is no, it's not a business that you shut down, and I'll tell you why. There's no gathering place of 50 or 100 people in one room together. It's customers and service and somebody on the showroom floor, and I have an idea for you that I think would be fun and funny and still send a message. You can take it or not take it. Here's my idea. Have somebody take a picture of you with a fork sitting on the floor in the showroom and another one on the service department eating off the floor, saying, you know the expression, it was so clean you could eat off the floor. Actually be eating off the floor. That's how clean it is. And have some potato salad and some fried chicken and some coleslaw all on the floor and you with a fork eating it. It's just a suggestion. But I would do that. I would do that.
You know, I'll think about that.
That means you won't do it.
Well, you never know. I mean, I like to eat. You know that. Yeah. So you know that. You know I love to eat food. So, you know, I've never
throw a little toasted before. Ravioli down on the showroom floor. Some meat sauce.
Either that or make Sappho do it. You stand there and then make Sappho eat off the floor.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. So clean that Jim not so slim Sappho can eat off the floor. There's your caption.
All right. Well, you might be onto something there, Frank. God, you're just a genius.
Poor Jim.
What? No, but I do believe there are businesses where, a restaurant is a lot of people in one space. I get that. I get certain businesses, but a car dealership is, I've never been in one where there were 100 people in the showroom, on the showroom floor. I know you'd love for that to happen, but that's just not the way it works.
That would be a blast.
That'd be fantastic.
Well, the time that you came and did the personal appearance, and Dan's band was playing, there were hundreds of people there. I mean, it was a huge gathering. So
that's right.
If I remember, to thin the crowd out, you had Dan's band start playing. You said, we need to get rid of some of these people.
Wow.
Yeah. They started singing.
We need to thin the herd. Let's have Dan's band fire it up. And like a fourth of the people, half the people left. So, sorry, Dan, I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it.
Yeah, that's not true.
It's not true, it's just a joke.
There were just hundreds of people listening, they were dancing, they were having a great time. But the funniest thing that I remember, because talking about, I love to talk about something funny, was how people were in a line, 30, 40 at a time, in line, coming in. It's like they were seeing Don Corleone. They were coming to kiss the finger, the ring finger of the Godfather. No, there was.
True.
I remember saying to you, I'm like, this is, I don't know, this is like a wedding reception, or is it like a funeral? awake. But it was just the look in their eyes when they finally saw you,
John, please.
Then they all threw up.
Back to my serious question. Here's what I think the answer is. Here's what people can do to help the businesses that keep the station, the show on the air can do. Take advantage of the existing inventory. If you are in the market for a car, and you were going to be looking at a car anyway, do it now. Do it now. There's plenty of inventory there. And take advantage of that, and let's keep just business going as best we can until all this turns around, and I predict it'll turn around rather quickly. Quickly meaning 6 to 8, 10 weeks.
Hey, John, I made something up.
Hold it. Hold it. Let me sit down. I was standing up for a while. Let me sit down.
You might
down.
Want to grab a pen and paper. This is going to be
shop,
good.
Click, drive.
No, wait a minute.
What?
Yeah. Shop, click, drive, and concierge. How about that?
Yes.
That's stupid.
Well, Dan, we have that.
What is that?
We already have that, Dan.
Oh, okay.
It's awkward it's and convoluted.
No, that's actually GM came out with that.
Well, it's still stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, GM does some stupid stuff. Find new roads. That's
shop,
stupid.
Click.
GM did that. Find new roads. That's the dumbest slogan I ever heard. That
well,
was
you shop
GM.
Online.
Most of the roads are already made.
How can that be dumb? It's find new roads.
But most of the roads are already made. I see where Frank is coming from.
What?
He says most of the roads are already made. John, really, come on. What is that supposed to mean? Find new roads. What does that mean?
Well, you got
that
your car.
When you're behind the wheel of a new Chevy, you're going to be able to hit new roads that you've never been able to hit before because you were in like a Ford or a Chrysler or an import. Now with a big, beautiful Chevy car, truck, or SUV, you can find roads that you never could find before.
That's ridiculous.
You can drive down, like, say you're driving
down. That's ridiculous. You can find any of those roads in any car. That's ridiculous.
To one of your most loyal sponsors.
No, the sponsor is Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, not General Motors. General Motors has done some ridiculous.
Well, no, but you just told me what I said just now was stupid. I mean, basically.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't say it was stupid because you said it. I said that doesn't fly with me, that you can find roads in a Chevy you can't find in any other car.
Well, say you're driving.
Find those roads in another car. You will have a better experience and enjoy the roads more, maybe in a new Chevy.
So I did some research. And
hey, look who's here, Tim Woodburn.
You just got here.
It's my first day. Hi, I'm Tim.
Get it.
General Motors Vice President of U.S. Sales, Alan Beatty, in a statement when GM announced this advertising slogan, he described the slogan as something we really want to bake into the culture of GM. It's built around the spirit of ingenuity because they're getting ready to launch 20 new vehicles around the world. So that's where the new comes from.
Okay.
Okay.
I still don't get it.
They used
fine
to have
new roads.
Well, they had the slogan before that was Chevy runs deep. I at least get fine new roads. What does Chevy runs deep mean?
Runs that's, deep.
No,
in
Chevy
the
runs
of this
deep
country.
Is even. No, Chevy runs deep is even worse. Here's Chevy's good slogans: baseball, apple pie, Chevrolet. That was a great slogan. Like a rock. That was a great slogan for Chevy trucks. Okay, see the USA in your Chevrolet. Great slogan. They've done some fantastic slogans, but they've missed the boat here a couple of times, and I think they missed it with Find New Roads. Find New Roads, to me, what that says to me is get off into the woods in the dirt and go through places nobody's ever gone before and
just
blaze a trail.
Just say you're driving down Manchester and you come up to an intersection and it's Woodlawn. And you've never been on Woodlawn and you turn.
But I have.
And drive. No, I'm just saying you drive down Woodlawn. That's a new road to you.
You could do that in any vehicle.
So you've taken
you could
Chevy.
Have done that in any vehicle.
But you're driving a Chevy from Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. What
I am driving a Chevy from Johnny Landoff, and I drive down Woodlawn all the time.
No, Dan. I'm just saying, not you, because you've been there.
Dan, you're trying to find a way to justify.
Well, what if you were blind your whole life, and all of a sudden you learned to see when you were like 30 and you got your driver's license?
There's a movie with Val Kilmer.
And got in a car.
That's okay.
You'd be finding new roads then.
Yeah.
You'd be finding everything new.
Well,
you
roads
were blind.
Too.
We're trying to help you out, John.
Here's my point. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet does not need a goofy slogan like Find New Roads to tell
Would
the world how well
it?
They do, how well, let me finish, to tell the world how well you do what you do. You don't need that goofy slogan to let people know that you treat customers in a way that most dealerships have never figured out how to treat customers.
Shop, click, drive, and concierge.
All right, all right.
Oh, my goodness.
I tell you what. How about over the next few segments, we ask the listeners to come up with a new slogan.
Oh, that's
and
a
Frank,
horrible
and Frank,
idea.
What? then how about you come up with one then, Mr. Know-It-All? Come on, you come up with something big.
Hey.
No, fine. That's what I used to do for a living, is write slogans. I could do that. But it won't do any good. Chevy has to. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Took my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
That's a good one.
That could be a song, even. That's great.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
That could be a song.
Chevrolet. See the USA in your Chevrolet. I don't understand why companies, not just GM, but other companies, will throw away a really good, solid slogan and experiment with other things when there was nothing wrong with what they threw away. Especially now. See the USA. It says so many things. It says enjoy and explore this great country and do it in a great American name vehicle, Chevrolet. See the USA. Holy cow, it's patriotic. It sells Chevy. It does it all. And they tossed it aside years ago. For what? For these other... And most of them we don't even remember they were so bad. They just came
right.
and went.
The heartbeat
the
of
product,
America.
The heart... Oh, there you go. Heartbeat of America. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Another beautiful one, right?
Yeah, that was a really good one. And they decided, for some reason... Now let's get rid of it, and let's go with something else. But here's the deal. It doesn't matter what General Motors or Chevy as a division of General Motors has as a slogan. What matters is, locally, when you go to a dealership, in this case Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, all that matters is how are you treated, and would you go back, and would you recommend it to everybody else? That's all that matters.
That's it, buddy. Now you're on to something.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing it only took 20 minutes.
So clean you can eat off the floor.
Yeah, it did all take right, 20 minutes, which is half of your time. You only got 20 more minutes left.
Okay, well, what else can we talk about?
No, I'm kidding. We're done.
No. You can't say that and say you're kidding.
I don't
It's only 4:30. I got plenty of time. Right?
Okay, well, we don't. I don't see, and I don't think you do either, I don't see a mandated closing of dealerships. I don't see that happening. Just like I don't see them saying drugstores are closed or grocery stores are closed. I don't think that's going to happen because I don't think it's a place where you're at great risk with lots of people congregated, huddled together. I just don't. And I hope I'm right. I hope I'm right.
Hey, John, we can get into Schnucks and Deerbergs early now.
And yeah, you're senior citizen.
Get that toilet paper.
Hey, will you pick me up a cup of rolls?
And then you get mugged outside the store for it because they all know you're going to be there.
Unbelievable. You guys are unbelievable. Well, I'm going to go back to talking to some customers because they understand what find new roads means, right? Because they found the road.
No, they don't. They understand what AM and the PM means.
They found the road to Johnny Launders.
They understand what AM and the PM means, and they understand the difference in shopping at your dealership and most other dealerships. That's what they understand.
And if they pave like Washington Elizabeth, that's kind of a new road.
What in the world are you talking about?
Well, listen, check us out online at Londoff.com. Everything is online. Londoff.com. LONDOFF. Londoff.com. 24/7, 366 because of leap year this year. So, man, I hope you find new roads tonight, Frank, on your way home.
Hey, well, to everybody listening who's AM and the PM.
On your way home tonight, take a different road. Take a different way home.
To everybody listening who's AM and the PM, our first priority, and yours too as a listener, should be we need to make sure that the advertisers who keep this show on the air are able to survive and thrive. That is our first priority, and I'm not kidding.
Thank you.
I'm not kidding. Look, the Riverfront Times just announced they're shutting down. It'll be online only. My prediction is they will not come back. They will not come back as a hard copied, printed publication. They won't. And it's all because of lost advertising revenue. We need to make sure, if we can, that does not happen here. And the only way to do that is for our listeners to keep you and Ballast Dental Care and Window World and down the line, the people you hear me speak for, keep them going. That's what we have to do. So I'm asking people to do that. I'm asking people not to do anything they weren't going to do anyway. Just don't tighten up and hold back and freeze and stop everything because of this, because that's the worst thing that we can do. That will shut things down. So
all right,
continued
buddy.
Success. We'll do everything we can to send people in. You are going to get a lot. In fact, probably more AM and the PM business because of this.
Oh, and if you go to our Facebook page, you can see some great deals that you can get at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
There you go.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan. All right, we'll find new roads.
See, now he's gonna do that just because he knows how much I don't.
Bye.
All right, John. Goodbye. There he goes. Oh, John Londoff, and hit the theme music for Dr. Doug. He's not here in the studio. He is in Florida and forgot to tell us that.
Yep.
Way to go, Doug.
He did.
Remember the day he forgot it was Wednesday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it's Wednesday. Well, now he forgot to tell us he's in Florida, but he is in Florida. And let me give you a couple of phone numbers if you have a pet or are thinking about getting a pet. And you can talk to Dr. Doug, your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, who is brought to you by Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Here we go, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. From somewhere in Florida, we'll find out where and why in a moment. Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Hello, doctor.
I apologize. I am AM and the PM.
How How could you not remember? It's only once a week. How could you not remember to say, oh, by the way, I'll be in Florida?
Worse yet, I didn't tell my wife I left either. I wonder what she
did. She probably, you know what? She probably doesn't even notice that you're gone. No.
Right, right, right. She's very happy.
I don't know. He went to the grocery store.
I've got the gig for Landoff. Can I tell it to you?
Sure.
The slogan, it's the two-liner, so you got to listen to the whole thing. Ready?
Okay.
If you're heavy, buy a Chevy. If you're not, drive a Silverado.
What?
I'll give that a two.
What happened?
A two out of 100. If you're heavy, buy a Chevy. If you're not, buy a Silverado. That's the worst slogan I've ever heard.
Wow.
But wouldn't you agree that people are interested in the stuff that's crazy and doesn't make sense?
No.
If they think about it. And they
like this show?
segment. It's gone.
Man, oh, man.
Well, we have a couple of calls. We have one line open. And where are you in Florida, by the way?
Let me think. Today, I'm in Citrus River.
Why?
You know, I just love this part. I had a conference, a veterinary conference in Orlando. You know, after that was over, I gave myself a few days just to explore. And I like this Gulf side because it's like old Florida. And it just feels good. It's laid back and, you know.
I'm surprised they didn't cancel the conference.
What's Citrus River by?
It's Homosassa. It's all the rivers. It's on the Gulf side. And there's lovely, those blue water rivers and spring-fed stuff. And a lot of meth heads that I think retired here. So it's really a nice area.
What's the conference about? Is there a subject?
Oh, it's the Florida Veterinary Medical Association has an annual conference.
Annual? You almost said anal. You almost said anal. You changed it to annal.
I don't want to go there.
Nice looking guys.
They talk about why dogs sniff each other's butts.
Did the lifeguards push you back in the water when you took your shirt off on the beach, Doug?
I wouldn't have said that.
I would never have said that.
You're my friend. Well, would you like to take a couple of calls?
Yeah. Do you guys miss me in person?
Nope.
No.
Okay, thanks.
Well, you asked. Okay, again, 314-821-0590. There's one line open. No, there's not.
Oh.
But there will be as soon as we help somebody. 855-282-8255. Susie, thank you for your patience. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug, and I'm A&RPM.
How are you, honey?
I'm good. Hey, I have two questions, but I might only have, since you have other callers, let me at least get my main question in. I don't know if you can help me. I have a 9.5-month-old Boston Terrier, and I think this might have come up before on your show, who I've had since she was 9 weeks old, and she is obsessed with eating poop, and I've never had this experience. Yeah, and it is the most frustrating thing for our family. I mean, I don't let it drop to the ground. There's nothing in my backyard. I mean, she's this little 10-pound dog, and I've read everything on it, what you do, what might cause it. You know, I've kind of read all that stuff, what you can do. I've sprinkled stuff, but it doesn't stop there. We go on walks, and the whole reason I got another dog after my other one passed away was I love going on walks, and she won't sniff. She sniffs out every poop that she can find. And you would not believe, I see people picking up poop all the time. There are so many people who must not pick up poop because it is everywhere.
Let me ask you a question. Does she eat the poop like deer poop and raccoon poop? I mean, is it just dog
rabbit poop?
Well, the only other kind that I've noticed that she's found, you know, in your yard might be rabbit poop. I mean, even pebbles, you know, the little, I guess that's some kind of
that's
animal,
like a little snack.
You know, rabbit or something. Uh-huh. Yeah, rabbit.
It's like pistachios.
That's like M&M's.
And I'm assuming I can't do anything about it. I mean, we've tried to discipline her. We, you know, I've got the spray bottle. But you know what?
Well,
every day is
I do have some ideas, though.
I'd love to hear.
Well, the first question is, there is a product called Forbid that you sprinkle into the meal, the food, and when they eat that, in some way it makes a deterrent of or less interest in the poop. That's one.
You know what? I need some of that to keep me from eating. What's that called? Could I put that on my food and I wouldn't eat as much?
You can.
Forbid. I'm gonna get some of
that. Most every vet carries that or a product similar, so that should be one thing you should try. The other thing that would be really helpful is buy a little cage muzzle, a little cage muzzle for the Boston. And what that does, it's totally open. It's like a fighter. You know, you see these cages on the sports guys. That way, it has total freedom to breathe, look, view, everything, but you can't get herself down to all the food. And those two things, aside from just trying to police it, which is harder to do because they spontaneously find something and they've gobbled it up. Okay. But try those two things, and I bet you can get control.
Doc, what's that stuff that makes that? This happened to my dog about 7 years ago, and I bought this purple bottle from my vet, and it was like these purple crunchy pills. It looks like Tums, and when it interacts with the dog's digestive system, it makes the poop taste like ghost red hot pepper. You know, it's so spicy that their palate can't handle it. What is that?
Probably red hot pepper.
Tabasco.
Well, I think they're called red hot poopers.
Yeah, well, whatever that is, it worked with my dog, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I don't know the product name, but I bet it has some kind of pepper in it, and it doesn't release until it gets past the throat.
Susie, this dog that eats all this poop, do you let this dog lick you in the face?
Mm. That's how you get the coronavirus. Mm.
You know what?
Only after she eats the poop.
Oh. You know,
it's funny to see her, but it's so infrequent, you know, like I said, in the backyard, I mean, she's filming it. I have a mad dash, and I'm out there with the shovel. So I feel like I have to watch her fall.
Who's breathing? Doc, is that you breathing on the phone? Doctor, you're breathing like an obscene phone caller into the phone.
Breathing like Joe Biden right now. Yeah.
Here's what you sound like.
The whales do. They shoot that water up the air.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe this.
Tim, you're so mean.
That's two heavyweight jumps down in one segment.
You know, the New York Post reported that the first case of a dog dying of coronavirus.
Really?
Yep. I didn't think animals got it, but they're saying that it does.
Well, they get all kinds of coronaviruses, so, you know, I still would be kind of questioning.
Hey, since Susie brought this up, this business about that we've all heard over the years that dogs, there's something in their saliva that kills germs, that's not true. If a dog eats poop and licks you in the face, those germs are still there, right?
Well, let me clarify that.
Then you're SH-based.
The dog takes in the mouth area, there are a lot of enzymes that are released that are going to digest that, at least the initial digestion of food. But if you had a big clump of poop that he just swallows, because they are carnivores, they don't really chew things like that, it's going to carry down whatever it has in it down past the oral cavity and into the stomach, and then possibly could cause some problems like a salmonella or E. coli, things like that. So I would say that, in fact, the saliva does have some initial ability to cut down some of the bacteria. So, but what she could do is she could take a little brush, or there's all these kind of devices and mouthwashes now for dogs, and it wouldn't hurt to have something around the house you could just kind of throw in there.
Yeah, definitely. No. Okay, I never thought of the muzzle, so that's a pretty good idea for the
that's
wash.
That makes the most sense to me is the muzzle.
Yeah. But make sure it's a cage muzzle.
Pineapple. I mean, she loves everything, but she finds that poop no matter what. Do I have time for another question, or I don't want to keep everything?
No, Susie, go right ahead.
Quick one. Hey, quick question. Yep. I lost my first Boston Terrier a year ago at the age of 5, and I don't know if I can say this really quick, but long story short, she was diagnosed at age 4, started having these seizures, and had them every few months. Doctor said epilepsy without really any tests, and just because of her age and her breed. And then they progressively started happening sooner, or less, you know, more frequent, I should say, and progressively got worse to the point where I thought she was just eventually going to die having a seizure. Well, she ended up dying having a seizure, a year ago March, actually when my sister was watching her when we were out of town. I'm always curious. I never really asked my vet, but wouldn't there I'm thinking she didn't have epilepsy, even though they put her on it.
Oh, hold on, Susie, hang on a second. Doc, you are still doing the obscene phone call breathing. Susie, hang on. Doc, here's exactly what you're doing on the phone.
Yeah.
I think
Kim's
doing it to make me look bad.
No, nobody's
doing it in the studio.
No, it's you, Doc. It's you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Susie. So your question again.
I was just wondering if there would have been some other. Should I have looked into it more? Should the doctor have done more tests? I mean, I'm thinking maybe she had a brain tumor. I'm just kind of throwing it out there, but we never really knew what she had.
I'm just going to tell
you. Something different? I've always kind of wondered.
Okay.
I thought we'd really been doing.
Here's what I think. Epilepsy is just a trash can term. So you're right. It doesn't tell you what causes it or why. A lot of things can cause seizures. And it's not an uncommon syndrome, but when we don't know, we just start treating them. We call it idiopathic epilepsy, which means we don't have a known cause. Now, you're right. Diagnostically, they could have done a lot of things. On a young dog, I would always do a distemper titer, if you know your vaccine histories, because a lot of times when puppies get distemper, they might get well, and then sometime later, that virus has already caused disease, and one of the areas it can attack is the nervous system. So you get a puppy with distemper seizures, and that's not a good deal. But as they get older, there's a lot of reasons. It can be something that's chemical, infectious, you know, like a bacteria or even a parasite. But in the end, an older animal, yes, a brain tumor would be a strong consideration. You said your dog was only 4, though, right? Or 5?
She was 4 when she started them, and then she ended up passing away when she was 5.5.
I would still think that more likely that you may have had a suggestion of distemper. It would be a consideration that you may never have known about and your doctor wouldn't know about. And it was just kind of lurking in the shadows. Diagnostically, they can do lots of things, in particular an MRI, just like we do in humans. And they would also do what's called EEG, which is an electroencephalogram, and that would be to help kind of define where they think the seizure's starting and what the source might be. So, but I wouldn't do the coulda, shoulda, woulda, because you'll just drive yourself nuts.
It all drove me nuts now, son. And Frank, I have to let you know that I remember before I dropped my dog off to my sister's, I remember you saying, I don't know if it was a week or month prior, saying you told someone, or I don't know if you were making a joke of it, saying, you know, if you're away on vacation and either an animal dies or someone dies, tell them, hey, don't tell me till I get back. You know, it's not going to do any good. I remember you saying something like that. So I remember telling my sister, because I was kind of nervous about the seizures. I'm like, Kathy, I go, you know, if anything happens, or please don't tell me. I just don't want to know till I get back.
because there's just nothing you can do.
There was absolutely nothing we could do. It was all good, and I'm glad that.
One other quick thing, Susie. I think everybody knows it's common knowledge you're not supposed to give dogs chocolate. Okay, just cross the board, not a good idea. Are you familiar with and I used to love these things, and you can still get them somewhere, the drink called Orange Julius. You know what that is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Orange Julius. Yeah. Orange Julius is a frothy, like orange cream sort of drink.
Sure.
Susie,
yes.
Never, ever share that with your dog because they can get Orange Julius seizures. That is not good.
That too, Frank.
Thank you.
Wow.
Susie, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr.
Dunn. That was a long way to go.
You know, that is, I still believe that, by the way. And that all started because a friend and a person that most people on the show know, this person, and he said to me when he and his wife go on vacation, he tells his family, do not share any bad news with me while we're on vacation. I don't want to hear it. It'll wait till I get back because there's nothing that I can do. And I never forgot that, and I think that's true of pets. It will ruin the rest of somebody's vacation. If in the middle of the vacation they go, by the way, your dog died while you're really, I mean, save it till they come back.
Right, but Frank, you know how many times as a clinic veterinarian I've had people who were the babysitters and how terrible they feel because it always seems that when the owners go out, some catastrophe happens. It's very
I understand. I understand that, but it just makes it worse when you now, in addition to that, ruin a vacation. If the animal is dead, it's dead, and you'll deal with it when you come back. And why ruin a vacation with that bad news? That's just my own personal feeling about it. Let's go to Sue. Sue, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug, AM and the PM.
All right.
17-year-old.
Hi, Sue. Go ahead.
Hi. 17-year-old male domestic short hair cat. Lately in the morning, there's a spot of blood on the sheet where he lies. And sometimes it's a splatter, a little bit of a splatter.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to guess on this one that you definitely need to see your veterinarian. It's either just an infection or it can have been an infection with some bladder stones, and it's not yet to the point where the passageway is blocked, but there might be some. They produce a lot of crystals. We call it, it's almost like rock salt, and that can literally block up the channel as they're trying to pee. So,
but did she say if the blood's coming from the dog's nose, or where's the blood coming from? Do you know?
I don't know where it's coming from. The cat sitter, or somebody said that they saw a scratch on his nose, but I don't see it at all.
Okay, I don't see it. I'm sorry.
But at 17 years, I was going to say, if you can't find a scratch on the nose and you see no other source, now you want to open the mouth and make sure there isn't a bad tooth or ugly gums that are bleeding. But if it's just that, just as you described, it sounded to me like a spot of urine. And that would be a logical consideration for any cat, but especially a male, older male. So your veterinarian can do a quick look-see and maybe even an x-ray and find out if there's an issue, okay? And nothing else.
He also, sometimes when he goes to drink water, not always, but sometimes he kind of cries before he drinks the water.
So again, I would look inside.
Don't give him any water at all. Deprive him of water, and then he won't cry. I'm kidding.
Well, even fix it.
Put him to sleep.
Even more reason that your veterinarian needs to look inside the mouth, because if there is some pain in the jaw or a really bad tooth or bad gums, every time he opens his mouth, it's going to be painful. Okay?
Super. Thank you so much.
Sue, thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
I don't see... Doc, you're still breathing. You're still breathing.
Still doing that.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
no, seriously. Have you had the coronavirus test? Are you okay?
Running? No. Get off my lap now. I'm on the radio.
Okay.
Oh, lap dancing. Mm. Oh, that would explain it.
Right. Did you hear him?
That would
did
cause
you hear him say the girl? He actually imitated the girl, too.
Yeah. But she's stuck in his lap. That's the problem.
Oh. Well,
yeah. Jim, did I
maybe people aren't calling anymore because you scared them. You scared them off. They think, oh, that guy's like an obscene phone caller. So we are out of calls and almost out of time, so we'll just end this. Doc, maybe hopefully you'll be in the studio next week.
I sure will. Assuming the corona doesn't.
There's a call coming in.
Yeah, all right.
Say what?
Well, there's a call coming in. Hold on. It's just in. A call coming in. We can work one more call in. We're waiting.
Bonnie.
Any moment. What?
Bonnie.
Well, Bonnie got lucky and just.
I did, yes.
We're able to sneak you in, Bonnie. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug, and I'm A and the PM.
Thank you, Bonnie.
And I just wanted to add one little thing to Jolene's call last week about the horrible cat, because I have that cat's spirit sister. And I just wanted to tell her what I did to keep from getting scratched up all the time was my vet put soft paws on her nails. And I have to have them done about every 6 or 8 weeks. It costs $37, and the cat doesn't like it. But they're covered up, and she can't scratch me anymore.
What is it?
Were those, I couldn't hear it. Were those
soft
little
paws?
Rubber?
Soft paws.
Yeah.
Soft paws. They look like fake fingernails, and it covers up their paw, their nails.
We use those a lot, too. The problem with them is they're nice, they're safe, they come off pretty easily. So
yeah.
I was never impressed with that part of it. But, yeah, when you first put them on, they're great. It's just literally like putting little covers on them. So that's
right, yeah. But hers usually, mine stays on. Mine originally will stay on for the first maybe 3 or 4 weeks, and then they kind of start popping off one at a time. But, yeah. I just kind of look at it like if I had a dog, I'd have to get it groomed every 6 to 8 weeks. And so I have to just take her every 6 to 8 weeks and get them put on.
That's fine.
And it saved my arms.
Yep, absolutely.
So I just wanted to add that to her.
Well,
and what she needs to do is not try to pick that cat up and don't try to pet it. The cat will come to her when she wants to. But my horrible cat does not like to be picked up. I've had her 5 years. So she just needs to let that cat come to her when it's ready and not try to do anything else.
Bonnie, I need to make sure people understood the name of the product. It's Soft Paws, because many, many years ago, we had a cat we inherited with our house. It was an outdoor cat, and we put a product on, and I noticed the cat would only walk on its left front paw, and I realized we'd bought South Paws, and I made a mistake.
I was waiting for it.
South Paws.
You don't want that.
Thank you for being that perceptive and having that AM and the PM twisted mindset. We appreciate it. Bonnie, thank you for listening. We appreciate that, too. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, you notice something? AM and the PM people are all in good spirits and a good mood in the middle of all this crap that's going on. It makes a difference. It really does.
Right.
Doc, enjoy Florida while you're there.
Okay.
Hopefully you'll be able to get on a plane and come back and be in the studio with us next week, okay?
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Oh, that was horrible.
He absolutely did not even realize, even after three or four times, when we told him.
It was so creepy, though. It was just so heavy.
Seriously, it was like maybe I thought there was like a girl in the room with him or something. You know, it was.
Yeah. You know, that's something that does that even exist anymore? Obscene phone calls? Because we used to, when I was younger, it's an obscene phone call. You never hear that term anymore. I guess they don't exist anymore. But there used to be people. You know why? Because now it's easier to track the calls, and you can have the police go, we track the cell phone. But before that, when there was no caller ID, people would call, and if the woman answered, what are you wearing? And those were obscene. That's what he kind of sounded like with that breathing. That was Dr. Doug Pernikoff, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. The preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. More at windowworldstlouis.com. I have just a minute and a half, and I'm going to throw this to Tim. He probably, if you had to rank sports people in the room, he would be the top of the list. The Tom Brady thing. Has he signed with the Buccaneers yet, or is that pending, but it's going to happen?
A Buccaneers official has been quoted by the Associated Press as saying that it will happen today.
And is it $30 million for the year?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he's going to have to wear a Bucking hat.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Now, I got to tell you, with what's going on in the world, for a guy to get a deal for $30 million for a year,
mm-hmm.
I would feel almost guilty. I'm not
he's
saying
a cheater.
Saying he should. If they're willing to pay it, I've always said whatever anybody's willing to pay me, as long as what I'm doing is legal, I'll take it. It's up to him to decide what he does with that money. And hopefully, like some of the Blues players are doing and some of the other athletes, they will take part of this massive fortune that they make and help people. Like the people who work in the arenas and the stadiums and the vendors, I think it's fantastic that some of these athletes are saying, let's help these people get through this. And I hope more of them will, more of the Tom Brady's. And we don't know. Maybe he plans to do that. But I do think when you're making 10, 20, 30 million a year and you're watching all the people who make it possible for that event to take place go home and maybe not have a paycheck, step up. So the Buccaneers thing you're saying is pretty much done.
Yeah, yep.
Wow. Good for him. I got another question for you later, but I'll have to save it, and it has to do with Brady, and we'll save it for later. Folks, it's Playhouse time right after the news, because it's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan, more than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Wall Street is unimpressed with the stimulus packages the federal government is considering to rescue the economy from the coronavirus pandemic. For the fourth time in less than 2 weeks, the circuit breakers tripped, bringing a halt to trading for 15 minutes. The Dow lost 1,338 points to 19,899. The S&P 500 fell 131 points to 23,98. The NASDAQ dropped 345 points to 69,89.